we present Flora Robson as Henry in So What Do We Do About Henry? Another play by Charlotte Hastings, specially written for Dame Flora to star in on radio. Graham Faulkner takes the part of Dino, Jane Knowles is Elsie, and Timothy Bateson, the Admiral. So What Do We Do About Henry?
Tickets, please. All tickets. Thank you, sir. Stanley. Stanley. Mr. Ginn said if he's booked, come telephone and he'll fetch him away. Right? Right. Your ticket, ma'am?
Can you tell me where one waits for cars?
Forecourt. Just over and down them stairs. But there won't be no taxis this time of day.
Thank you. I'm being met.
Right you are, then. Mind how you go. Good afternoon, Mr. Prendergast. Back again. Left Plymouth still standing up.
I didn't think it would be quite so remote. And chilly. Now, where... Not a car in sight. I expect he's on the way. I wonder how far the cottage is. And where can one wait out of the breeze? Ah, there's a seat. And a call box. That's an idea. I'd give him 10. Perhaps 15 minutes. And then I can phone. 3:30. They'll all be in Charles's office. Except me. Expect they'll be very angry. Wallace will be looking like a whole board of directors. And Emily's little mouth positively knitted up in disapproval. And Sabrina. Poor Sabrina. Too thin, too tense. And all that jangling junk jewelry.
You mean he's left it all? All to some crummy antiquarian setup and nothing to anyone else.
And nothing whatsoever to my no doubt expectant relations.
Oh.
To wit, my nephew Wallace, my niece Emily, and my great niece and nephew Sabrina and Dino.
Well, thank you, great Uncle Fabian.
Disgraceful, iniquitous. We'll contest it.
On what grounds?
Senility, for a start. Well, damn it, he was 91.
This will is dated 20 years ago.
Then surely that's...
I saw Fabian last week. He was perfectly compos mentis. He told me, in the presence of witnesses, that he saw no reason whatever to alter his existing testamentary depositions.
So, what do we do about Henry? Well, that's why you asked us here, isn't it? Read that last part again, Charles.
And as regards my half-sister Henrietta Margaret Ellis, who has organized my establishment admirably for most of our lives, and thus shared with me considerable advantages of travel and gracious living...
They were both wickedly extravagant.
...and who is in receipt of certain small emoluments, to the said Henrietta Margaret Ellis, I bequeath only my grateful thanks... in full confidence that her undoubted integrity and common sense will ensure her an independent survival. As you say, Miss Sabrina. So, what do we do about Henry?
Is it contingent on us to do anything?
Oh, for God's sake, Emily!
What are certain small emoluments?
Miss Henrietta had the foresight to contribute to the government pension. There is also a small annuity.
Which I arranged...
as payment for a loan of £5,000 from her father's estate.
To help reorganize my business. All right. It's no secret. And it's paid. Every penny plus interest. If certain other people can say the same...
You needn't turn your beady eye on me. I know I've had £2,000 from my agency.
Advertising. Ha!
but at the moment I'm stretched to my absolute limit.
Henrietta did guarantee our mortgage, but it was fully paid when Hector retired. I do not feel we have any obligations. After all,
Miss Henrietta has a little pocket money. What she needs is a home.
I have a London flat. Top floor. One bedroom, one bed.
Invariably shared by two people.
And how long since you shared anything with Hector, let alone a bed?
Hector and I have an extremely active life, dedicated to the community.
Oh, rushing about a village with a clipboard.
Oh, be quiet, you two. As head of the family, I accept the responsibility.
Who, Ruddy Ray?
Henry will go into sheltered accommodation.
You mean an old people's home?
Very suitable.
Emily!
Her own room, the services of a warden, warmth and food, what more?
Wallace, we can't do it.
I'm damn sure we can't. Have you any idea what it's going to cost me per week?
Henry's what? 68? She's in good health, educated, travelled. She's what used to be called a gentlewoman.
If you have an alternative suggestion, I shall be delighted to discuss it. Let's settle then. And by the way, why isn't she here?
We felt it might be more comfortable if she came later, when you might have reached a decision.
Better phone her then. I haven't got all day.
Are we all quite sure? Miss Easton, will you ring Miss Henrietta and ask her to get a taxi over?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Charles, what about Dino? Did you ask him?
He sent me a postcard. A drawing. I don't think it's worth...
Not worth bothering about. Fellow's a dropout, scrounging on the government. Has he still got that hovel up a cliff somewhere?
He's a damn good painter.
Rubbish, he couldn't paint a house.
How can they? They don't understand. I remember my father taking me to see Fabian. I was 8, perhaps, and terrified. Fabian patted me on the head and gave me a very large peppermint. And then Henry came in, laughing, flushed, her hair very black. She said, in a beautiful voice, "Oh, Fabian, really, the poor Moppet." And she gave me a peach. I can taste it now. And I can still see her. Yes, Miss Easton?
There doesn't seem to be any reply from Miss Henrietta.
Oh, strange. 3 times today and no reply all yesterday. Now, I wonder where she is. All right, Miss Easton. Keep ringing.
No reply. It can't still be on the way. Has there been a mistake? Where's the letter? And my glasses. My fingers are chilled. Ah, here we are.
Darling old Henry. Well, well. Fabian has deposited you right up the effluent creek without adequate means of propulsion. Come to me at Gull Cottage. It is 2 up and 2 down and somewhat primitive, and you would have to accept Elsie, who obliges me in every aspect of the word. She is breathtakingly beautiful and gormless in everything except bed. But you would be as free as a bird. Is anything more important? Dino. P.S. Elsie is also very vociferous. Some nights you may have to bang on the wall.
What one might call a very fair letter. And the postcard. So grubby and all those odd little people drawn all over it. One seems to be trying to peel off the stamp.
We'll meet the train. Weather cold. Bring some long drawers.
Oh, here he is. Thank goodness. Dino! Dino!
Good afternoon.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought you were someone else.
Can I do anything to make up for the disappointment?
Could you tell me where Gull Cottage is?
Dino's place. About 4 miles along the coast road.
Oh.
Less if one went direct. But only the gulls could do that. Do you want to live there?
Oh, please.
If you wouldn't mind waiting while I collect the parcel. I say, you look cold. Hop in. There's a rug. I shan't be a moment. Stanley! Stanley! Warmer now?
Much. I really think the good Lord must have sent you.
Why not? After all, he is, so to speak, my boss.
Boss? Oh, you're...
Meredith Gain, vicar of this parish.
Henrietta Ellis, Dino's great aunt.
How do you do? You don't exactly look like anyone's great aunt.
You seem absurdly young to be a vicar.
Alas, too young, too new, too large.
Large?
My mother always told me that when I was born, the Irish nurse said, "Glory be to God, 'tis a prize fighter."
What's wrong with that?
My predecessor seems to have been a cross between Father Christmas and gentle Jesus, meek and mild. He died last year, and they got me.
It will make a nice change.
The old people think I haven't lived long enough to know anything.
And the young ones?
Confirmed atheists.
Oh.
Last Sunday I read matins to Stanley Muxworthy's grandfather and old Lady Bennett, who'd forgotten her hearing aid.
Dear.
God bless them both.
Why did you enter the church?
I saw myself crusading in a tough parish.
So?
So the bishop sent me here to learn self-discipline. I say, does everyone pour out their hearts to you after 5 minutes' acquaintance?
My late brother taught me to be a good listener. This is a very narrow lane. What happens if we meet another car?
One of us has to back, but we are well over the halfway mark, so it won't be us.
Is Gull Cottage very primitive, do you know?
Oh, I think the worst part is the steep path up to the front door. Oh, damn, here is another car. Hold tight, we'll have to back.
Wait. You said we were well over halfway.
Yes, it's the Admiral.
I don't care, it's the entire Royal Navy. Stop at once.
You don't understand. It's Admiral Featherstone.
Back up there! Back up, Carthew!
You see, we really must.
Certainly not. Who does he think he is?
Can't you hear me?
Oh, Struth, he's getting out.
Good.
Yes, I thought it was you, Gain. Well, what are you waiting for?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Now then, Gain, look sharp. I've an appointment.
So have I.
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
Please get back into your car and reverse it immediately.
What the devil?
It's all right, Admiral. I'll just...
Now, sir, we are well over the halfway mark. Please don't waste any more time. Just get going.
I'll do nothing of the sort.
Right. We'll see about this.
Miss Ellis, please, where are you going?
Oh, let the silly woman walk if she wants to. I can't stand here arguing. So if you'll kindly do as you're at. What the... Here, you! Don't you dare! Get out of that car!
Follow through, Vicar! Follow through!
Come back! Come back!
Dear Lord, please get me out of this one.
You are, Vicar. I've left you plenty of room. Thank you for leaving the keys in, Admiral. Off we go, Mr. Gain. Goodbye, Admiral.
Now you listen.
Remember 3 things. Concentration, care, and courtesy.
I'll show you. You haven't heard the last of this.
Oh, honesty. He can't be true.
I assure you he is.
I hope he doesn't live round here.
Formerly our biggest local landowner, now chairman of the parish council, representative at county level.
Oh.
He is also my vicar's church warden.
Oh. Will there be repercussions?
Probably a small crucifixion. Not public, of course, but nevertheless effective.
But why do you stand it?
He's a very lonely and unhappy man.
I'm not surprised. But I apologize for embarrassing you. I'm afraid I suddenly lost my temper.
I expect you've had a long and tiring journey.
I have indeed. In one way and another,
I'm beginning to wonder what I'm going to find at the end of it.
Stop fooling and do as you're asked. Elsie, come back to bed.
It is 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and suppose that phone rings again.
Take it off the hook.
And I've got to get back down to the lobster.
Don't be ridiculous. It's hours to opening time.
I do other things besides pulling pints.
So, come here and show me.
I told you no. Stop it. No. Someone at the door.
Who cares? Now, kiss me. Passionately.
Dino, are you there?
My God. Henry.
Tis never your auntie. She's next week.
By the sound of it, she's now. Oh, Lord, where are my pants? I can't find... Here, chuck over that blanket.
I'm decent. I'll go.
Good afternoon.
You'll be Dino's auntie. Come your way in then, my dear.
And you, no doubt, are Elsie.
Henry! Oh, Henry, darling.
Dino.
There seems to be some absolutely hideous mix-up. The 14th, next week.
The 4th, today.
And I wasn't there to meet you.
Your vicar deputized most ably.
Oh, what must you have thought, though? I grovel. I abase myself and pour dust on my head.
You can find plenty of dust without kneeling. I don't know what your auntie's going to think with nothing ready.
If it's not convenient, perhaps I could find a temporary...
No, of course we're ready. I've not painted your room yet, but Elsie's cleaned it out.
It won't take 5 minutes to put the clean sheets on.
You see? Henry, darling... We don't have a red carpet out, but welcome. Very warmly welcome to Gull Cottage. Please, stay as long as you feel happy here.
Thank you, Dino. Very prettily said.
And now we'll have a drink.
And now you'll either go and put your trousers on or get a safety pin in that blanket. Just look at you.
Oh. Oh, yes. Henry, darling, excuse me.
That's got rid of him. Now, come you into kitchen, my dear. 'Tis warmer and cleaner, because he's too lazy to use it much.
Thank you. Oh, this is nice.
There's a little bathroom behind that door. It isn't grand, but everything works and empty twice a week.
Oh.
We'll just open the stove. That's it. While you're warming, I'll make you a good cup of coffee with a little taste of brandy to spark it.
Very excellent idea.
Are you hungry?
I had a snack on the train.
Oh, those bits of plastic and rubbish. I wouldn't insult my teeth with them. You can have a cheese omelette with a mite celery and new potatoes. Fresh if you can wait, tinned if you're not fussy.
Let's settle for the tin.
I may as well make high tea for all of us. I've about got time before I get off.
Get off where?
Lobster. There, drink that up.
Thank you. Oh. That's better. Where or what is lobster?
The lobster pot. Our local. I work there.
And live here?
Mostly. Sometimes I stay down with my gran. She brought me up, me and Dee. Delia, she's my sister. And she has the shop with Arthur.
Her husband?
Oh, she have an husband. Only Arthur. He's rising 3. Sometimes I give a hand. They're neither of them very sharp, you might say. How's that coffee?
Magnificent. And for goodness sake, let me help with this meal. Give me a whisk and I'll beat the eggs.
Elsie, where are my jeans?
Oh, you dropped them, you find them. You have to talk firm to him, see?
I see you work at the pub, help with the baby and a shop, and then cherish my charming but bone-idle nephew. Why?
'Tis his masterpiece.
His what?
That great picture he's painting. When that's finished, we'll all be all right.
I see. And when does the millennium... I mean, when is this great undertaking likely to be finished?
Who can say? He busies away at it for weeks, and then suddenly he'll scrap all the paint off and begin over again. So he does need looking after.
He needs...
And he do be a right fine and proper man in bed.
Mm. Well, I can hardly argue with you about that. Where does he work? Paint, I mean.
A studio outside. It's a nissen, really, but Tim Muxworthy took out one side and put in all windows. Oh, will you just tilt the bowl a minute, please, Miss Henry? He likes it whipped so hard it stays tight on.
Does he, indeed?
Ah, And that seems just about right. Now stand back a bit, my dear, while I put the fat on. With this old stove, it do tend to puckle a bit.
Drink up, old Henry. We may as well kill the bottle.
No more for me, thank you. Can we afford to kill many bottles like this?
Let's see. No, rest your conscience. This represents two sketches for early holiday makers and a poster for the ADM of the Women's Institute.
In that case, I will have another glass.
That's my girl.
And then we'll talk a little business.
No thanks. Never touch it. Cheers.
Cheers. Dino. Why did you ask me here?
Well, old Charles rather indicated you were to be thrown to the vultures.
Vultures? Oh, yes, the postcard.
Postcard?
Those three horrid birds walking down Lincoln's Inn with the most recognisable faces.
There you are, then. I thought we can't let this happen to old Henry, so...
Actually, pay for all my own food, and I think I can give Elsie about £15 a week towards household expenses.
She can use it for the car.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Everything's hers.
Dino, why don't you marry her?
It wouldn't be fair.
Fair?
One day she'll meet someone who can give her a good life. Money, and lots of gorgeous fat babies like Botticelli cherubs.
Would you find the last part so difficult?
The difficulty is not to. As I said, it wouldn't be fair.
But you could earn some money.
How's poor old Sabby these days? Is she still hung about with the spoils of sexual war?
Point taken. Oh, I think I will ask you to excuse me. I suddenly find I can't keep my eyes open.
Good night, sweet Henry. May flights of Botticelli angels lull thee to thy rest.
Oh, Dino. I cannot sleep. Must be overtired. Thank goodness the bed's comfortable. This is a nice little room with a coat of paint and I got some things sent down. Oh, what a surprising day. And the people. Lost young vicar, that appalling seaman, and Elsie. Lovely, kind Elsie. What's happened to Dino? We shall have to do something about Dino. How quiet it is. Peaceful.
No, no, yes.
Oh, no. I know he warned me, but can they be so energetic? I can't. Not the very first night. I'll pull the blanket over. Oh, I shall suffocate. I suppose there's nothing else for it. Where's a slipper?
Dino, Elsie sent you a cup of coffee with additives.
Come in. It's not locked.
Oh, what a magnificent view. One can almost see to the edge of the world.
So you see why I stay here.
But Dino, all these piles of canvases, don't you ever sell anything?
Not unless I think it's good enough.
But all these can't be bad. You're a painter.
Let's just say I'm happy to paint.
Show me the masterpiece. Where is it?
Right in front of you.
You mean this?
Surprised?
Stunned.
Poor old Henry.
Does it have a title?
Abstract Ambition.
I realise it's abstract, but what is it called?
Abstract Ambition. That's its name. Of course, it does depend how you look at it and what you see.
All I see is a large white canvas with three blue lines curving up from left to right.
Well, ambition should curve upwards. Or should it? Come to think of it, I might put some green lines curving down. Yes. Where's the brush?
You're joking. Show me something else. This now. Oh, dear.
Wait, let's look. Traffic lights.
But it's all blurred.
Oh, I expect it was a foggy day.
I will not take you seriously. Ah, this is better.
Oh, Henry, love, don't poke about so. The stuff's all years old.
It's a charming little landscape. Here's another. View over the ancient hills. Dino, this is painting.
Oh, firewood. Nothing a good camera couldn't reproduce on a postcard.
Oh, a nude. Well, you did say she was breathtakingly beautiful.
Oh, that's when I was into portraits. I've outgrown all that, thank God.
May I see this small one? It's wedged. Help me pull.
Watch it. You'll have the whole lot down.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Oh,
Dino. Oh, my goodness. Look.
Old Polaris.
Old Polaris?
The absolute ultimate deterrent. Cornwall's own private and personal atomic weapon.
Admiral Featherstone.
Actually, that's not bad. I mean, the background needs working up a bit. I might, what do you mean, Admiral Featherstone? You haven't met.
Yesterday, I backed his car out of the way.
You did what?
Did he sit for this?
Oh, of course not. He was in the pub, arguing with someone. Probably poor Mary Gain. It usually is. And I was interested in that highlight. There, you see? So I made a sketch and finished it from memory.
This is brilliant.
Oh, Henry, love, don't go on so. It's a fairly competent oil study of a belligerent old basket.
You've caught the other side of the character. Mr. Gain was right. This is a sad and lonely man.
Can you wonder? Here, let me help you. You're all dust.
Thank you. What's all this over here? A mural?
Oh, that's Arthur's Wall.
Arthur's?
I look after him sometimes when the girls are busy. This is just where I scribble, to amuse him.
But it's fascinating. All the little figures like the ones on my postcard. Boy, I see it's a whole town. Streets, church, buses, and what's this, university? Dino, really?
There you go again. It's rubbish, doodling, to keep him quiet. Delia hasn't a clue. Dopey D, they call her.
She can't be so stupid if she runs the only shop in the village.
Wait till you see it.
Actually, I was on my way. Then Elsie asked me to bring... Well, thank you for the private view. It's been a quite blasphemous experience.
Blasphemous?
Certainly. You have a talent which, with work and discipline, might well be genius. And what you do about it? Nothing.
What do you suggest I do?
Start by reducing your abstract to useful material and repair that rickety handrail down the cliff path. One day someone's going to fall and break their neck. See you.
Henry, just a minute.
Yes?
You didn't really back the Admiral's car.
He was blocking the lane.
You do realize you may have triggered off the Third World War.
Then I wish to state categorically that I shall not be the one to surrender.
Keys.
All right, Mrs. Morris. I'm just finding your keys. I can't do it all with only two hands.
Well, I've been waiting. Good morning, ladies.
Is it? Oh. You must be Dino's auntie. Miss Henrietta.
And you are Mrs. You are Delia.
That's right enough. What can I get you?
What about my keys?
Serve these other ladies first. I'll just look around until it's my turn.
Oh, thank you, Miss Henrietta. Yes, Mrs. Morris, it's here. Behind the metal polish.
What a muddle. It could be a pleasant little place. With the big window. Ah, there's the freezer. Oh, how inconvenient to cross a corner. I just have to squeeze round. Well, hello there. Would you perhaps be Arthur?
Hello.
And good morning to you, too. I can see what put Botticelli into Dino's head, but you shouldn't be sitting by that open door. Shall we go and look at the shelves? Take my hand. Up we come. Oh, dear, how very unfortunate. Stay there. Delia, just a moment.
Yes, miss?
I'm so sorry to call you over, but Arthur appears to be sitting in a sizable puddle.
Oh, Arthur! Haven't I told you? Not near the
bread. Over in the corner by the baked beans.
Oh, oh no.
Mary ought to be down here in the first place.
Never mind.
Morning. What's all this then? Mother's meeting? Good God, can't that child be controlled?
I can't leave him on his own.
Scandalous in a food shop. Under the Public Health Act,
you let the act alone. Didn't you never get taken short when you...
Never in public, madam. And if you've nothing better to say, I suggest you keep quiet. Have you indeed?
Please. There's nothing to make such a fuss about.
Fuss? With the place awash?
Now, Admiral, we're hardly up to flood level. Dealer, take Arthur upstairs and change him, and then bring me a mop and a bucket.
No, waiting.
The Admiral and I will look after them.
Now you see here.
Go along, dear. Do as I say.
Come on, Arthur.
Now, ladies, you will have to be patient while I look for things. Admiral, perhaps you take charge of the till.
I'm damned if I will.
Unless you prefer to swab the decks.
That's fixed in.
Very well. If you are giving me an option, I should prefer to be at the receipt of custom.
Splendid. Then it's all, all plain sailing. So, Mrs. Morris, isn't it? I believe this is your cheese. That would be...
86p, she said. If it's more, you'll have to take a smidgen off.
No smidgens in this shop, Mrs. Morris. Ring up 86p, Admiral, please. £1.
14p change.
Who's next? You, madam?
Large tin of baked beans, please.
Baked beans? Well, I certainly know where to look for those. Phew. How nice to breathe again.
Oh, thank you, Miss Henry. I really don't know what I would have done
if you... Do so well in one morning?
It is about usual. Some do go into supermarket, but there's only two buses a week.
I see. Well, I'll just pick up my own things. Butter and tea, the ham. Mm. What else did Elsie want? Yes, matches.
Oh. You walking back?
It's only 2 miles from this end.
Get in.
I beg your pardon?
I said get in. I'll drive you up there.
But...
Provided you'll come up to the house first and drink a glass of sherry with me. The lobster's nearer, of course, but the stuff there's not drinkable. I've told Elsie over and over again, either sickly as honey or so dry it knocks your teeth out.
I think...
I can offer you a very reasonable Amontillado and a decent bit of cheddar if you've got the time.
Admiral, are you...
Damn it, you stupid woman. I'm trying to apologize.
Oh...
was in a temper yesterday, late for a meeting. And that Gain fellow always gets me, does. Now, are you going to get in this car or not?
If you mean, am I accepting your invitation? It's a lovely little house. Am I right, Queen Anne?
Yes. Spot on, yes. Our house, actually. Had to sell the big place 5 years ago. Taxes, overheads, damn government.
Where is it, the big place?
Over there, behind the trees. Some sort of school now. Political setup. Probably turning out a lot of Marxists.
Mr. Gain said you used to be the biggest landowner.
Oh, Gain. Man's a mouse.
A somewhat enormous mouse.
I'm not referring to his size. He should never have been a parson. No, Wainwright was the man for us. Good chap. I miss him very much. He used to play chess regularly.
I noticed you have a game set up. Nice pieces. Let's see. Check.
Hey, that was quick. You're a player then, eh? How good?
My brother taught me. I suppose I can't be too bad, or he would never have given me a game.
Lived with a brother, did you? Never married?
He was much too selfish.
I meant you. I should think you were quite a looker when you were young, if you'll excuse my saying so.
I seem to remember a certain amount of attention.
No more than that?
One or two pleasant, and I expect passionate, diversions.
So? Why?
I think I never met anyone who permanently excited me.
You think the excitement's important?
Don't you?
Yes.
Touché. What a magnificent collection of books. I see the classics are well represented.
Mostly my mother's. In her day, she was regarded as a blue stocking.
And today she'd be called liberated.
Liberated, sure.
Does someone do for you? Everything is very well kept.
Mrs. Morris comes for a couple of hours each morning, and sometimes to cook a meal. Cuisine's a bit limited, but I've taught her to do a trout quite nicely.
Do you entertain much?
Oh, hardly at all nowadays. Gain dines here once a month.
Mr. Gain?
Yeah, well, as his church warden, it's my duty to ask him. And as my vicar, it's his duty to come.
Oh, poor man. Just what has he done?
Wants to make a big impression.
That's only the new broom syndrome.
So, what does he do for a start? Announces we're all going over to the new modern version.
Oh, no.
Ah, you don't like it. You're a sensible woman.
Personally, I hate it. On the other hand, you must admit...
I'm not admitting anything.
Admiral,
please. He comes along and tells us what to do.
And don't thump the table.
My dear Henrietta, I am so relieved to hear from you and hope all will go well. We have checked your list. All the items are legally yours and may be forwarded without delay. I will personally see the rug is most carefully packed. Wallace will be writing to you. He is, by the way, making hand-washing gestures, and Sabrina sends her love. Is there anything else I may do for you? Your affectionate friend, Charles Halliday.
Dear Wallace, thank you for sending me details of the Day's End home. It seems to be very well regimented. And I'm particularly touched to note that inmates who are not actually incontinent may be allowed an electric blanket. Gull Cottage is slightly primitive, but has magnificent views. Have you taken anyone over lately? Your affectionate aunt, Henrietta Ellis. P.S. I brought my own electric blanket with me. So far we work in perfect harmony together.
It looks grand, Miss Henry. The curtains and your little desk... That rug, is it Persian?
Yes, I've always loved the colours. Mm. I'll just open the window and then we can... Hello, what's going on down there? Dino, the vicar, and surely that's Arthur.
Mr. Gain brought him up. Dino's looking after him this afternoon while Dee and I try and clean up the shop a bit. It's half day.
What are they doing? Digging?
Planting a tree.
I can't see any tree.
An acorn. Arthur found a big one with a shoot growing out of it. It's a present to Dino. They're having a tree planting ceremony.
This I must see.
Put your trowel in the hole. Now, dig. Hey, steady. What do you think you are, a little mole? Now, put it in. Gently, gently. That's the way. And a little water.
There we are.
Thank you, Mary. Tuck the earth around like a brown blanket. Pat it down. Oh, I said pat it. Right. And there we are.
All done.
Oh, not quite. Now we say the prayer. Kneel down. No, not in the wet patch. Here. Put your hands together. Like this. Together. And shut your eyes. Are they properly shut? Right. Lord, take this tree and make it grow until it reaches the sky. And grant, O Lord, that I may know its joy before I die.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hello, Henry. Isn't it splendid? Arthur's given me a tree. Off you go, Sir Arthur. Yes, I'm coming. You go up with Elsie.
Come along, Arthur.
I'll collect him about six, then. Miss Ellis, I have a note for you. From the Admiral.
Oh.
I was coming out of the shop with Arthur, and he asked me to bring it up.
Why, thank you.
I'll be off then. Look forward to seeing you all on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Oh, really? The Admiral's asked me to dine with him, and Mr. Gaines. in 3 weeks' time. How refreshing. He actually says the pleasure of your company.
Decorations and wet suits will be worn.
Dino, that verse, the little prayer, where did you find it?
In my head.
You mean you recited it, extempore? But it's a beautiful little poem.
Oh, Henry, don't go into one of your ecstasies. It isn't a poem. It's a jingle, doggerel.
Would you make 2 or 3 drawings with verses for him to take home?
You can't give Arthur paper. He eats it. That's why we use the wall.
Oh. But look, Delia could tape them onto his own wall. It would keep him quiet and so useful when he started to read.
Oh, all right. Henry, what did Mary Gain mean by looking forward to seeing us on Sunday?
We're all going to morning service.
Now, look here.
It's time he had a congregation. We're picking up Delia. Oh, and the Bensons are coming. There are 6 of them.
And where does Arthur go? In the front, with the lid off?
To his gran. She's chapel, and her service is after lunch. Have you got a suit?
Of course I've got a suit, but I don't think...
Good. You need to look neat when you read the lesson.
Henry, you had no right to say I'd read
the
lesson.
You do it beautifully, dear. And it's that nice, exciting bit about Uriah the Hittite being set in the forefront of the battle.
Ah.
And you will do the drawings, won't you? Perhaps this afternoon? Trevelyan 3572?
Miss Ellis? Miss Henrietta Ellis?
Yes?
Dominic Publications. I have Mr. Rupert Dominic for you.
Henrietta? My dearest one, what are you doing in Cornwall? Positively the last outpost of empire.
Not quite. You have my letter?
With enclosures, Angel. This is a very clever boy.
I'm so glad you think so.
The photograph of the wall is most intriguing. A little small for much detail, but the verse and the drawings are enchanting. Eric is impressed, definitely.
So what do you want to do?
Well, do you think your boy would make up a tiny sample book?
How tiny?
Perhaps 20 pages of story and verse and 6 line drawings and, say, 2 in 3 colour?
I could ask, but I'm afraid he's bone idle.
They always are. But if you could get him going, we might... Well, you know, I can't promise at this stage, but we might commission. Are you going to be tricksy, dearest, and ask for something in writing?
Yes, please. To Dino Ellis, Gull Cottage, Gannett's Cove.
And that is positively my last word.
Dino, why not?
You got those drawings in a most underhand way. And I don't like the sound of this Rupert person. He gushes like a geezer. And this bit here. I really... Most original. Such a nice change from pussies and bunnies. Pussies and... Yuck!
That's just his camp act. He's a very sound and reputable publisher. Fabian thought highly of him.
Fabian wrote, if you'll excuse my saying so, very dull books on archaeology. I'm a painter.
You're wasting a very considerable talent.
I'm living the kind of life I want. Peaceful, free, and simple. A loaf of bread, a jug of wine...
And Elsie. Look, I used to do all Fabian's typing and proofreading. Let me help with the sample. It only needs a little work.
Work! There you go again. You and Elsie. You're obsessed with it. Rushing about like a couple of frenzied juggernauts. It's all I hear these days.
Dino.
Work, work, work! Like some horrible Greek chorus.
A Greek chorus? Of course. Very well, dear. I'm sorry if you thought I was interfering.
Oh, I know you mean well, darling. And I'm grateful. Just ask your Rupert person to stick to his bunnies... And leave me alone.
Dower House.
Good morning. Henrietta Ellis.
Oh, hello there. What can I do for you?
I should like to raid your bookshelves.
Anything specific?
The Aristophanes.
I'll look it out for you. How will I...
Come into the Lobster about 12. Elsie says they've got a new brand of whiskey. Scotch.
Right.
See you at 12.
I'm off down in 2 minutes. Anything you want brought back?
No, thank you. Did I see you talking to Dino?
Oh, it's no use. No one's going to move him.
I wonder.
Sit down a moment, Elsie. Let's refresh ourselves with the view.
Just for a moment, then.
Do you read much?
Oh, yes, when I can. Library van comes on second Tuesdays. Oh, don't look so surprised. I suppose Dino told you I was gormless.
Well,
I got 3 A-levels, one for English Lit. Why did you ask?
I wondered if you'd be interested in a book I borrowed from the Admiral.
What's it called?
It's a girl's name, Lysistrata.
Oh, I bet that got a giggle at her christening.
Oh, I doubt if she was christened. She lived in Greece over 2,000 years ago.
What did she do to get written about?
She stopped a war.
By herself? How?
She rallied all the women of the city. Until their men ceased fighting, they were refused all favors.
All favors? Oh, I see. Got desperate, did they, the men?
Extremely.
'Tis natural enough.
And a very simple way to stop something. Or to get something started.
Oh, yes, I can see it would... It would work both ways.
Providing everyone is very firm.
Yes, indeed. And it would have to be worth it.
That too. Oh, dear me, how time goes when one is talking trivialities. I think I must...
Miss Henry, may I borrow the book?
Certainly. Oh, actually, it's a play and it's in blank verse. But the story is very clearly set out in the preface. And the translation is very revealing.
So what the hell's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter. I just said no.
But why?
Does there have to be a reason?
After 3 no's in a row, there ruddy well does. Oh, Lord. You're not pregnant, are you?
If I'm not, 'tis no thanks to you.
Oh, come here, love. You know very well.
Let me alone. No, I mean it. You go and get on with your work.
What work?
Get started on that book.
I don't want to do that book. I have no intention of even thinking about that book.
Then I've no intention about the other thing.
Elsie, has Henry put you up to this?
Miss Henry? Now, that's a right disgraceful thing to suggest.
Did she?
If you think I'd be so indecent as to talk over what we do in bed,
Elsie?
And to an old maiden lady like Miss Henry, you should be downright ashamed of yourself.
All right, all right. I apologize. But I still want to know why you're behaving like this.
And I want you to write us that book and make us some money.
Money? We're all right as we are.
You may be. I'm tired of scrapping up halfpenny pieces, so I've thought it out. No book, no bed.
Have you thought what you'll be missing?
Who says I'll be missing anything? There's a very big sea over there, and a great many fish in it.
Elsie, you wouldn't...
I wouldn't need to do no more than crook my finger and have them lining up to nibble it, with Willie Flagg ahead of the queue.
How dare you mention Willie Flagg? He has hair in his ears.
His ears don't matter in bed, and he takes £95 a week from the garage.
All this fuss over a miserable £95.
So I'll make a bargain with you. From now on, I'm moving in with Gran, and you can do your book on ration.
I won't.
Three pages of writing and 2 drawings. Then you can ring me, and I'll come back.
You'd better.
For 1 night. Then you'll do some more, and I'll come again, till it's finished. Then we'll think what you're going to do next.
And supposing I do nothing?
Then nothing is what you'll get.
Oh, there are female fish in that big sea.
No use trawling your net in the village, Dino Ellis. I've put the word round that you're on the hunt.
Elsie!
And if you go into the town, you'll find you have to pay for it.
Elsie. Elsie! Shut up, you beastly birds. It isn't funny.
Dear Dino, can you give me some hard news of Henry? So far I've had one very cheerful postcard, which, frankly, I don't believe. What are we going to do about her? Love, Sabrina.
Dear Sav, why do you all keep saying, so what do we do about Henry? Have you any idea what Henry is doing to everybody else? Love, Dino. P.S. I saw some of your ads for Grip You Girdles. Put your layout man against the studio wall and hire a machine gun.
3, 2... Any at all?
Elsie, this is childish.
Oh, excuse me. Willie's just come in for his pie and pint.
Elsie! Oh,
I will not. I will not be pressurized into this. Henry? Henry? Where are you?
Just coming, dear. Did you want me?
What do you mean by interfering in my sex life?
Dino.
Oh, come off it. Elsie wouldn't have thought it up herself.
Whatever Elsie may have thought up, I'm sure it is right and reasonable.
Right. Reasonable.
And I have never at any time discussed your intimate relations with her. Really, it would be most indelicate. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Henry!
I'm very grateful that you invited me here. But if you feel I have, however unwittingly, caused any trouble, I'm quite ready to leave.
I will not be made to feel guilty.
As a matter of fact, I shan't be here for the next few days. So if you want to think things over...
Where are you going?
I'm staying with Delia till Tuesday. We're all going to paint out the shop.
Why haven't I been asked?
Elsie thought not. We do have Mary Gain helping, and in the evening is a nice boy called Willie Flagg.
Oh, this is a plot. A concerted diabolical plot.
I haven't the least idea what you're talking about. Now, there's food in the fridge and plenty of tins. If you get desperate, you can always come down to the lobster.
I will shut myself up and die of starvation.
Not in 4 days, dear, surely. And do stop shouting. It's such a waste of energy. I'll just finish packing. Mary is picking me up at 12.
Clever, clever Henry. Oh, she's even made it impossible for me to go to the lobster. But I'll show them, both of them. I'll finish abstracts and pin it up outside the village hall. Anyway, I'll have my coffee. Elsie! Damn. Two more lines here. Another up. Hell. I'm bored with it. I wonder when Henry took that photograph. Arthur's wall. That church spire could do with shading. Yes. That's better. This is the tale of Arthur's Wall, built for him when he was small. As he grew older, it started to moulder, and now it isn't there at all. That won't do. This is the tale of Arthur's Wall, built for him... Elsie!
I really think not. Have I got the right number? Miss Henrietta Ellis?
She's not here. Goodbye.
No. Just a minute. Would you be Dino?
Who are you?
Rupert Dominic.
I'd like to break your neck.
Oh, dear, what have these poor bones done?
Why did you start this nonsense about an idiot book?
I think you could do us a very good book. May I come for the weekend and talk about it?
No.
Well, just an informal chat, perhaps over a good meal and a bottle of wine. Are you still there?
I'm thinking. Can you cook?
Oh, Dominic's special. The tenderest morsels of fillet steak, cooked in red wine with a breath of garlic, served with tiny, tiny mushrooms in a cream sauce.
How soon could you get down here?
By car, and starting now, say about 10. Is there a convenient local hostelry?
Oh, I can offer you a pleasant room, newly decorated, with a Persian rug.
Admirable. May I bring the food and wine? A claret, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would indeed. By the way, I'm not doing any book.
Of course you're not. I'm simply coming down to cook your supper.
And this is Arthur's Wall.
The root cause of all the trouble.
You do seem to have got yourself into a little tizzy whiz.
Yes, well,
oh, forgive me, but it is somewhat hilarious. What is your Elsie like?
See for yourself.
Oh, yes, indeed, I do sympathize. What a mountain of stuff. May I look?
Help yourself.
I need a hand. Usual predictable second-rate bits. Elsie and the Master Mariner, outstanding. The rest, 80% excellent saleable stuff. Yes, quite sufficient for a small exhibition.
An exhibition?
We'll publish the book and open the exhibition simultaneously. Much better than signing the odd copy in a bookshop.
It means months and months of work.
Months? Oh, my dear Dino, we shall want the book for our autumn list.
It can't be done that quickly.
We've got 4 days.
Rupert?
We'll plan the layout. Then you dictate and I'll type. I brought my portable. The drawings must be worked up later, but we can definitely break the back of it this weekend.
And the women win?
Oh, no, 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 not at all. They won't know a thing till it's finished. Completely. Rationing, did you say? Really, the idea of sex in little parcels.
You mean?
You hang about casually all day and work at night.
Ah.
They'll think you're sweating it out. But after a bit, they'll be doing the perspiring.
Until I crawl down to the pub and lay the end product at Elsie's feet.
Until they read all about it in their morning paper.
Look. Just how much of an art critic are you?
Oh, one dabbles a bit here and dibbles a bit there, you know. As regards you, I'm backing my judgment.
Thank you.
So, you may as well make a start. Had you the tiniest idea for a title?
Have you?
You know, I rather fancy Arthur's Wall.
Built for him? When he was small.
Oh, that's good.
But as he grew older, it started to...
Miss Henry, telegram.
Oh, thank you.
The wall is cracking. Be prepared to stand clear. Burn this. Machiavelli.
It's not bad news, is it?
Just a little family business.
Oh, good. Miss Henry, are you still sure we're doing the right thing?
Elsie, I hope you're not weakening.
No, it's just... He is such a real right and proper man in bed.
Hello?
News! We've got the Braganza!
The
Braganza Gallery. It's small, but elegant. Just one thing. We need one striking picture to make a focal point. I suppose you wouldn't consider Elsie...
Definitely no.
No, I thought not. The only alternative is the Master Mariner, but he's the tiniest bit small.
No, again, I'm afraid. I'd never get permission.
Well, you could surely ask.
Am I any use to you, semi-paralyzed?
Oh, dearie, dear. I'm afraid you'll just have to do something fresh. Something large, spectacular, and preferably in oil.
Now, look here, Rupert.
I'm sending the last batch of proofs tonight. Then you'll be fairly free for a bit.
But...
Better get the adrenaline going. You've not been using it recently.
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Morris.
Yes.
I must say, you have surpassed yourself.
And the table looks beautiful. When you leave school at 12 for what used to be called good service, you get to know to do it properly.
Yes, yes.
15 years up at the court, and her ladyship, that particular...
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Morris. Would you like to leave the washing up till the morning?
That'll never be my way, and well, you know it. So if you'll excuse me, I can't stand here gossiping.
Of course, of course.
All the same, you're lucky to have her.
Modern independence. In the old days, you touched your hat to them, and they touched their hats to you. Mutual respect. Now they call it servile.
Ideas change.
Not ideas. Standards. You take us three here. Decently dressed, elegant table, flowers. What's the present style? Mugs on a formica top. Gain and me in dirty jeans. Henrietta with a tatty blouse open halfway to her navel. Have some more brandy.
No, thank you, no. I must look in on old Muxworthy on the way home.
Yeah. Going out with the tide, is he?
I think so.
Shall you stay with him?
Well, if they ask me. Yeah, this is the particular occasion when one feels so inadequate.
Inadequate? The privilege of holding someone's hand and easing them out of life?
I hadn't thought of it quite like that. Privilege? Yes, of course. Thank you.
It's a lonely business, dying. Lonely business, living, if it comes to it.
Not if one has plenty of interests. Will you do something for me, Admiral?
Have one of these walnuts. Here, I'll crack it. Well, what must I do?
Well, you're chairman of the Cottage Hospital Committee. Will you pull a string?
How hard and what for?
A quick in and out for Arthur. Otherwise, he'll wait months.
Arthur? Oh, you mean Delia's boy. Father unknown.
Apparently.
Well, he was a traveller in wines and spirits who went into the shop one afternoon thinking it was licensed. It seems he had a little case of samples. Rows of tiny coloured bottles. Nips, he called them. She was quite fascinated.
Oh, he took a quick nip there and then, eh?
Well, well, and we all suspected Willie Flagg.
Oh, too intelligent. The child's retarded.
No, deaf.
What?
I had my suspicions. His eyes are too lively for a retarded child. Peripheral deafness. He only needs his adenoids removed.
Oh, well, I'll talk to Dennis Calcroft, our senior consultant.
We shall all be very grateful.
Then see it goes to my credit in heaven, eh? Not a bad attendance Sunday, was it?
Indeed.
23. 25. Mm. The Bennets are a great help. So many of them.
They never come from one year's end to the other. Confess, Miss Henry, how did you do it?
I merely pointed out that as president of the Women's Institute, she should. And with Mrs. Morris's nomination coming up, Mrs. Bennet is rather a suggestible person.
You know, you'll get a lot more back when you stop tampering with Holy Writ.
Now, Admiral, you know perfectly well it only goes back to the first Elizabethans.
Who did a superb job. Why do you come along after 400 years and mess it up?
It must be simplified so that people understand it.
You don't simplify it that much. You take Psalm 107. Oh, yes, I know. It's one of my favorites. Well, prove my point. Go on, give us your version.
Admiral, please.
No, no, listen. Go on, Gain. They that go down...
Others there are who go to sea in ships and make their living on the wide waters.
Well.
These men have seen the act of the Lord and his marvelous doings in the deep.
Marvelous doings in the deep.
Surely there's very little difference.
Oh, well, I'll tell you something.
Must we argue?
Pay attention. Now, this very passage. I was talking to old Muxworthy, God bless him. You know what he said?
Well?
He said, the new part aren't that much more simple. All they've done is take out the thunder and the glory. How about that? Does it matter what they understand if they like the shape of the words together?
I will go so far as to admit...
You'll go so far as to listen to the original. Henrietta, my dear, would you mind? Is the third from the left. Red leather binding. Yes, that's the one. Good. Thank you. Now find the place. 107, verse 23, and read it.
Me?
You have a very fine voice. Oh. Now you listen to this game and feel humble. Ready?
Yes.
Then give it to us, Henrietta. Give us the thunder and the glory.
They that go down to the sea in ships and have their business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For at his word the stormy wind arises, which lifteth up the waves thereof. Oh, Dino. I thought you were in bed.
I came in for a coffee and started doodling. I must have dropped off.
That's a very large pad for doodling. May I see?
No, it's nothing. Have you had a hilarious evening on the high seas?
We had a very fine meal and some equally fine wine.
You're looking remarkably fine yourself. I like that black lace scarf. All that stiff silk. The colour becomes you. Claret, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, vintage claret in a thin glass held against the firelight.
A relic of better days.
Do you miss them? Sab once said Henry is the power to Fabian's elbow.
Very perceptive. I think I'll make a pot of tea.
Henry, old love, why did you and Fabian twine so long? So sterile. No husband and your generation couldn't have affairs.
Of course we had affairs, you silly child. We just didn't put them in the gossip column of a leading daily newspaper.
You surely could have married.
That's a long and sordid story.
Do tell. Come on. Let's have a gorgeous unbosoming.
You sound like Rupert.
Never. But if you'll reveal your sordid tale, I'll do two sordid drawings for him.
Three.
Done.
I was just 21, fresh out of college, inordinately conceited, and with considerably less knowledge of real life than the average burying beetle.
And you fell in love with a distinguished elderly don. Was it a splash or a cataract?
Niagara. A handsome, hard-bitten major in the Indian Army. Twice my age, and with a very practiced line in romantic seduction.
I'm glad you were at least romantically seduced.
Oh, yes. In those days, India was still glamorous. He even threw in the Taj by moonlight. And I did so remind him of his poor dead wife.
Oh, no.
Shot in a tragic accident. Died in his arms, murmuring, "Find happiness with someone else."
How did it end?
He went back to his regiment. I was to follow. I was of age, remember. Everything arranged, my passage booked.
And then the letter arrived.
From the poor dead wife.
Henry.
A very pleasant, reasonable letter. She was so sorry, but it was always happening, and she always forgave him. So did the two children. She did hope I would understand and forget. And with best wishes, yours very sincerely.
What did you do?
I couldn't face my parents. I wept on Fabian's shoulder. He took me to Greece for 6 months to help him with a book.
Ah, and so began the twining process. But surely, you were so young.
I see now that I settled into a most comfortable rut. We had a full and luxurious life. I also had the run of a very keen and cultivated mind.
And why the hell didn't he provide for you?
I haven't worked that out yet. But he never did anything without good reason. There. Now you start a drawing while I boil a kettle.
Henry? Sit down.
No, I'm...
Please. Back in the chair. Relaxed. Yes. Now turn your head right. Chin up. Like listening.
Dino.
Hands in your lap. That crimson against the green chair. Oh, wait. Put the black lace thing on again, falling so the silk shows through.
Just a minute.
3/4 life size. And I'll call it Portrait of a Gentlewoman. No, Portrait of a Gentle Lady. Only we'll show you're not all gentle. There's steel underneath. Now, sit still while I block it out.
Dino, what are you on about?
I'm going to paint you, old Henry. And it'll be my masterpiece.
Dear Henry, personally, I consider it fantastic, but let us go gently. He's not yet a Gainsborough, though he has this uncanny gift of painting one character and revealing another. With work and good promotion, who knows? Can you be absent next Tuesday after dusk? There will be toings and froings between the studio and a small plain van, and he still insists on secrecy. Many blessings, Rupert.
Hello, Mary?
Have you seen your Daily Telegraph this morning?
Oh, it doesn't get up here till after lunch.
Well, listen. Mr. Rupert Dominic, publisher and entrepreneur, has brought off a pleasing double with an exhibition of paintings at the Braganza and the publication of a charming children's book called Arthur's Wall, the work of a newcomer, Dino Ellis. The reproduction of the wall is a clever touch, but the interest lies in the portrait technique, which shows an unusual psychological delineation of character. For example, Portrait of a Gentle...
Mary?
There's a lot more.
I'll read it later. Will you get a copy to Elsie?
Certainly, but don't you want...
It's important. Thank you very much. At last. And when I've shown in the paper, we must have a celebration. I've still got 2 bottles of wine. I wonder if we could run to a steak and kidney pie.
No, no.
Back to normal. Good. They do seem to be making up for lost time. Goodness me, the exhaustion of youth. Oh, where's that slipper? No, I don't... I really don't think I can. Not tonight.
3 good weeks, and Rupert thinks we may well extend 2 more.
I am so glad for you.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations.
Oh, so now for the grand share-out.
Oh.
I say.
Put that aside for Elsie. Mary, this is for your church.
Ah, no.
Mother's Union, or some little peppermints for the choir boys.
Dino.
And this, old Henry, is yours. On condition.
Yes.
Buy a brand new copy of the Lysistrata of Aristophanes and return the one on your bedside table to the Admiral.
And when did you...
Not me, darling, Rupert. He used your room and was absolutely captivated by your night reading.
You are a couple of conniving, scheming...
Now who's talking? There and there and there. Such lovely new notes. Much nicer than checks. I begin to see the fascination of forgery.
I do not want anything, let alone all this.
Steal yourself. You'll be getting a lot more.
Why?
Your picture's been sold. I'm giving you half.
Good.
Mary, open that other bottle.
Dino, right? Who brought it?
No one knows.
Impossible. Someone somewhere signed something.
All done through an agent. Very cloak and dagger. But they're leaving it there until we close.
I would like to know where it's going.
Oh, Rupert says it'll turn up somewhere. It's not valuable enough to lock in a vault. What are you going to do with your unexpected affluence?
I have some plans simmering. I can't stay here forever.
Don't you dare leave. You're my luck piece, isn't she, Mary?
Not only yours. Young Arthur told me yesterday, with admirable clarity, to blank, 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 get out of his... blankety way.
Oh, dear. I do wish Delia wasn't seeing so much of Willie Flagg.
Ah.
Hello. We're having a visitor. I wonder if Elsie's got off early. Elsie! Is that you, my love?
No, it is not. Oh. And you'll very soon be finding us.
I didn't know we were expecting...
What do you mean by this?
Admiral, what is the matter?
Here, better have a drink.
You can take your damn drink and pour it down your damn drain. I have never been so insulted in all my life.
If you would just calm down and tell us what you're talking about.
Talking about? Talking about as if you didn't know.
Know what?
Are you going to tell me you haven't seen your television this evening?
Actually, no. What should we have looked at?
For one thing, my face.
What?
You're leering out of the screen, and a bunch of moon-faced pens is drooling, and a label, Old Polaris.
Oh, my God.
But I still don't understand.
That's program news item slipped in. Me, a laughing stock, and the pens is rabbiting on magnificent masterpiece, picture of the year. Picture of the year.
Oh, I knew it.
As for you, Henrietta, how could you do it? I thought better of you.
Admiral, give me a moment.
I'll give you nothing but notice to quit. You're an unprincipled young layabout and you want a damn good hiding.
Edward! Really? Roaring away like that? Now, I assure you there has been some mistake. We knew nothing about this.
Your picture should not have been there and certainly never hung without permission. I'm going to ring Rupert.
So, he will sit down a while.
I'll stand. Thank you, madam. And you'll get that picture removed. And destroy it at once, for I clap on an injunction.
What did you mean by giving Dino notice to quit?
It's my cottage. I've been fool enough to let him have it all these years at a peppercorn rent.
Oh, come, be fair. He's made it habitable.
You keep quiet, Jean. You are a disgrace to your cloth mixed up in this.
Mary is not mixed up in anything. If anyone motivated this, I did.
Then you should be ashamed of yourself, sitting at my table, borrowing my books, making me into a figure of fun.
I did nothing of the kind, and you will not speak to me like
that. I'll show you how
you're behaving disgracefully.
Please, please, you two.
I've spoken to Rupert.
I don't want to hear.
Yes, you will. Well, Dino?
The insert for the program was only arranged this afternoon.
Two pictures have been sold. So Rupert found old... the Admiral's picture in a case marked replacements.
But it shouldn't have been there.
No, it was a mistake when we packed. Admiral, I couldn't be more sorry.
You'll
about
be sorrier still before I finish.
Dino, surely Rupert could have rung you.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Yes?
He rang several times. There was no reply. Well, you were in the village.
But you were here all the afternoon, you and Elsie. What were you doing? Oh, Dino.
All right.
It is not all right. No one is going to make a public fool of me. You've got 28 days to vacate this place, understand?
But, Admiral,
28
if I might...
days, and I'm handing the whole thing over to my solicitors. Good evening.
Come back, you pig-headed old idiot.
But I'll thank you not to call me names, madam. I said my last word, and I'm standing by
the... Oh, my God.
What?
That's Anglail. He's gone down the trip path. All right. I'm coming.
Wait, Henry. Wait.
Wait.
Mary, bring the big torch quick.
Right.
Hold on, Admiral. Hold on.
That'll do. Oh, stop fiddling and fussing, can't you?
If you let me...
Oh, give me an arm, one of you. Just give me an arm. I'm going to get up.
You'd better just lie quiet.
What do you mean, woman, lie quiet? In this damn rubble, I'll sue you for this. I'll sue the lot of you.
Mary, go and ring for an ambulance.
Right away.
I don't need a damned ambulance. I'm
going to... You're not going to do anything for the moment, Edward. I think your leg is broken. Lift the wheel over that little step, Dino.
There.
Thank you. And the cushion here, Elsie. So. And now, over here by the window. Get out, you two.
Right you are.
There, Admiral. How's that?
I don't know why you're interfering. I made proper arrangements to be collected by young Flagg.
We told you he's away on a breakdown job.
Then I'm obliged to you. And good morning. Where's Mrs. Morris?
In Chloe. Her daughter's having a baby.
Everyone can't be away. It's a plot. Another plot.
Do stop being so dramatic and Victorian.
Go away and leave me alone.
In a wheelchair, that was a bad fracture.
I'm doing all right with the crutches. And if I can't, well, then I'll go back to a hospital.
Oh, don't you think that might be a little awkward?
Why?
Well, you did discharge yourself.
Damn it, that's my privilege.
In a blazing temper, I believe. As chairman, they would probably take you back, but it might be rather embarrassing.
Yeah, well, Henrietta, you seem determined to drive me into a corner.
Not at all. You make all the decisions. I did think if you had a bed made up in the study and I had the little gable room...
Are you proposing to stay here?
Mary would come in and out, and Dino. And, of course, we could ask Nurse Packard.
No, I'll not have that woman here. She has a face like a boot.
So she does. Mm. A comfortable, well-worn brogue. But we needn't tell her, and she is very efficient.
Now, look here.
Would you let us discuss it over lunch? There's a nice piece of fresh cod.
Steamed, I suppose. Damned pap.
Grilled with butter and fennel and a mayonnaise. And Mrs. Morris left a cold consommé, not cubes, a good strong beef stock set to jelly.
Oh, for God's sake, stop going on about food.
Food is very important during the convalescent
period. Henrietta. Clearly.
It's for you to say, of course.
Henrietta.
Yes, Admiral.
You know perfectly well it wouldn't work. We can't be together for 10 minutes without shouting at each other.
Then we either control ourselves or learn to enjoy it.
Shall I bring in the sherry, Miss Henry?
Thank you, Elsie. On that little table. Ah, I see you found the Amontillado. Good. Dino, will you pour out?
Right.
I've set the apple tart to warm, and Dee sent up some fresh rolls and a piece of brie cheese.
Now, what could be better?
But perhaps you'd make the coffee. Mrs. Morris said the Admiral's... Always very particular about his coffee.
Yeah, quite right, too. I'll make it myself.
Splendid. You can try out your crutches as far as the kitchen.
Your sherry, Henry.
Oh, thank you, Dino.
Admiral?
And yours. That's right. Well, Admiral, isn't this pleasant? Welcome home.
Welcome home.
My dear Henrietta, as you ask... I have arranged for Wallace, Emily, and Sabrina to be here next Tuesday at 11:30. Will you and Dino join me for lunch at my club? The documents are ready, and we can finalize them afterwards. It certainly does not seem 12 months since you went to Cornwall. And indeed, much has happened during that time.
And since she made the appointment, they might have had the grace to be on time.
I wonder what she wants.
Obvious. After a year among those tatty artists, she'll be glad to have a decent home.
Being a bit didactic, aren't you?
I consider it quite a reasonable supposition.
And stop calling Dino a tatty artist. He's a success, and he's making money.
For how long? A few remarks here and there in the press don't add up to a steady income. Is he still turning out those beanpole women with their breasts on their eyebrows?
Oh, really, Wallace?
Why didn't you go to the show and see for yourself?
I had better things to do.
And you, Emily?
We have been considerably involved with our school's open day. It was disgracefully organized. Hector has written a very strong letter to the Education Committee.
So you and I were the only family representatives, Charles?
Yes.
I heard you went several times. What did you think of the gentle lady?
A very impressive and revealing work.
It fetched a very impressive price. You did know it was sold?
Yes.
What fool would actually buy a picture of Dino's?
Someone who would appreciate and recognize it, eh, Charles?
Yes, indeed.
It would look absolutely beautiful in the right setting and properly lighted. Say, a handsome Edwardian dining room.
I think you're probably right.
Good morning, everybody.
Charles, how nice to see you.
Henry, you look absolutely marvellous. And don't tell me you got that suit in Cornwall. Dino.
Hello, Sab. How's your love life? Hmm?
It's fine. How's yours?
Uh-huh. Miss Henrietta, will you sit here beside me?
Thank you.
And Dino...
Oh, don't bother about me. I'm going to sit amorously close to Emily.
You will do nothing of the kind.
All right. Let's get on with it. Well, Henry, what's all this about? Had your fling and decided to settle down, eh?
Something like that, Wallace.
And now you want a home.
I have been considering it.
Well, you let me down before, but I won't hold it against you.
How very kind.
I'm prepared to be magnanimous, and I'll stand by my first arrangement.
Thank you, Wallace.
There are no vacancies at the day's end, but I've given Charles details of one or two other places.
Oh.
One in Surrey sounds promising. It's expensive, but I won't be ungenerous. And you might have to share a room, but as you're getting on a bit, that might not be a bad idea.
Wallace.
Yes?
You did say Surrey.
I did.
I'm afraid Surrey wouldn't be very suitable.
Not suitable?
I don't think I could run a business from there.
What are you talking about? Business?
I've just bought one.
What?
A nice little general shop. Rather run down at the moment, but with a considerable potential for expansion.
Are you out of your mind?
The bank doesn't seem to think so, dear.
You went to the bank?
Where else does one get money?
You mean to tell me that at the present rate, the present crippling rate of interest, you are borrowing the money for this?
Not all of it. I've had, a windfall. Oh, and I have a partner. An admiral. Retired, of course, but very competent. And forthright. And extremely good at figures. Well, anyone who understands sextants and compasses and binnacles is hardly going to boggle at a balance sheet.
Oh, Henry!
He's on the ropes.
How much have you...
Oh, the odd thousand or so. Charles will know.
I don't believe it. At your age, what bank would advance anything without the most cast-iron security?
Well, they've got the premises and the stock and the goodwill. And we have a most excellent guarantor.
The first sea lord, I suppose.
No, a friend of mine.
And who is this madman?
Just a very old and valued friend. I think he once wanted to marry me.
Then it's a pity he doesn't marry you now and stop all this damned nonsense.
Wallace, he can't very well do that, dear. I'm marrying the Admiral.
Henry!
And I still think you could have told me. And Elsie first.
Well, I had to be sure, dear.
Sure? You made an official announcement in Charles's office.
Wallace provoked me beyond endurance. I'm afraid I lost my temper.
Henry, are you or are you not marrying the Admiral?
I told you I'm not sure.
Has he or has he not proposed to you?
Not exactly.
Ah, could it be that you proposed to him?
Not exactly.
We shall be arriving in a few minutes. Either you explain everything, or your mutilated body will be found in the corridor.
Stop fizzing, dear. It's really very simple.
Anything that happens to you, Henry, is never simple.
Well, we, Edward and I, were discussing my getting a cottage. Well, Elsie's moving in with you permanently, and I can't live over the shop with Delia, because any moment now she's taking Willie into her bed. With or without benefit of clergy. Poor Mary hasn't been able to find out yet.
Henry.
Oh, sorry. Well, Edward asked if I minded living alone. And we got talking about elderly people and loneliness in general. And I thought I could see what he was leading up to.
Then he did ask you.
He suddenly flushed and went very quiet. And I realized he just couldn't take the final step.
So you, in your simple way, helped him over it.
I merely said I thought one of the nicest and most companionable things about a permanent relationship was being met at the station after a long train journey. Just as we get to the level crossing, there's a clear view into the forecourt.
Oh, Henry, what are we going to do about you?
I shouldn't worry too much. Things work themselves out. Ah, we're slowing down. Now, gloves, ticket, and my case. Will you look out of the window, dear? Let's see if you can see the car.
Gannett's call. Gannett's call. All change. Gannett's call.
Flora Robson was Henry in So What Do We Do About Henry, a new play by Charlotte Hastings, specially written for Dame Flora to star in on radio. Graham Faulkner was Dino, Jane Knowles, Elsie, and Timothy Bateson was the Admiral. Emily was played by Margot Boyd, Sabrina, Carol Marsh, Wallace, Brian Haynes, Charles, Martin Friend. Meredith Gain was Sean Barrett, Rupert, Kenneth Barrow, and Delia was Paula Tinker. So What Do We Do About Henry was directed by Graham Gould.